And now another summertime distraction. Tonight in Nashua, New Hampshire, the Nashua Pride minor league baseball team will be giving away Richard Nixon bobblehead dolls. In a couple of weeks, Maryland's Bowie Bay Sox will have a whoopee cushion world record night and suey pig races. If you have tales of inspired or demented minor league baseball promotions, join our conversation. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, or email us, TOTN at NPR.org. And joining us now is Ken Kale, the public address voice of the Nashua Pride in Nashua, New Hampshire. He joins us by phone from his home in Manchester. And Ken, good to talk to you.
Good to talk with you again, Neil.
So why is it Richard Nixon bobblehead night?
Well, this is the 32nd anniversary of the break-in of the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. And so Todd Marlin, the general manager of the Pride, and his staff came up with this, I think, very unique promotion, which actually, Neil, goes beyond the Richard Nixon bobblehead dolls. And, in fact, anybody who's named Woodward or Bernstein gets in free tonight. And the Pride are also going to have, believe it or not, Neil, I'm the PA announcer, but we're going to have 18 and a half minutes of silence at the game this evening.
Oh, in honor of the tape gap.
That is correct.
It's going to be a great night there at Holman Stadium.
You know, it's always a great night at historic Holman Stadium, but tonight I think, Neil, will be something very special.
When I used to habituate Holman Stadium back a couple of years ago, you used to run a nightly promotion. I have to say it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Who wants to be a Turkish millionaire?
Well, that is true. I tell you what, it has been documented in your book, and lots of people have talked about that. That came at the height of course, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We used to give away a million Turkish lira every night at historic Holman Stadium, and I don't know, it was worth about $1.16, something like that. But we used to get fans of all ages on the field to answer questions of varying degrees of difficulty, and it proved to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you seen these Nixon bobblehead dolls? I mean, one is always presumes with a minor league promotion that somebody's brother-in-law knew that somewhere there was a warehouse with a lot of Richard Nixon bobblehead dolls.
But you know, ironically enough, Neil, I have not seen them. I know they're there, but I have not. The Pride have been very reluctant to unveil them to anybody, you know, even their public address announcer. But they did it through the Nixon Charitable Foundation, and they've got the rights to do this. It was not some kind of a job lot where, you know, millions were left over, but this is being done with the consent of the Nixon Foundation.
We're talking with Ken Kale of the Nashua Pride, where tonight in New Hampshire it is Richard Nixon Bobblehead Day. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Ken, you and your family have been involved in minor league baseball for a long time now. You have a favorite promotion days that you can remember?
You know, there have been so many throughout the years. This has to be right up there. They did one a couple of years back, a minor league team in Lowell, Massachusetts. The Lowell Spinners encouraged very pregnant women to attend their game one night. And if someone actually left their ballpark in labor or went to the hospital and had the baby within a certain amount of time, they would get all the diapers and baby food they would ever need. And as fate would have it, a woman did leave their ballpark in the third inning, and I think by the time the game had ended, she had given birth. So they rewarded her with all kinds of diapers and baby food and everything they had promised.
Let's get some callers involved in the conversation. Jan is with us from Geneva, New York.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm thrilled to be on.
Oh, good.
I'm calling about a promotion we had for the Geneva Cubs, which is a team we greatly miss here. Now we have a collegiate team, but it was called the Dizzy Bat Contest. And they would have two kids come down and put their foreheads on the top of the bat, and they had to run around it 10 times, something like that, and race around to home plate. And I think if they could survive that, the winner got a pizza.
Ken Kale, I suspect you've emceed more than your share of Dizzy Bat races.
Well, we have, as you know, Neil, we do have a Dizzy Bat race every night at historic Holman Stadium. And, you know, the kids are great, and we love to incorporate the kids in the promotions, including the Dizzy Bat. But I'll tell you what, Neil, between you and me, it's better when you get a couple of adult males out there who might have had, you know, a couple of beers during the course of the evening. That makes it a little bit more entertaining.
Jan, I wish you great good luck in getting the Geneva Cubs back home.
I would love to see them back here. Thanks so much. I love your program.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to James. James is with us from St. Louis.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to, just an anecdote. I was in the Navy, and I was on the old USS McDonough out in Charleston, and one night our ship had a sailor's night out, went to see the Charleston Rainbows, which are now gone, play the Charleston West Virginia Wheelers, and beforehand we had a picnic, and the chief's mess gave everybody nickel beers, as many as they would like, which was probably not the best idea, considering it was miniature bat night at the game.
Oh, no.
So everybody was issued a miniature Louisville Slugger, and in the stands, people had a very good time clubbing each other over the head with them, having sword fights, and the docs next morning had a lot of contusions to take care of.
Ken Kale, it reminds me of the disastrous Major League promotion, Disco Demolition Night.
That's right. That was a Bill Veeck brainchild in Chicago. At Comiskey Park, and they burned, I don't know, thousands and thousands of disco records, member records, and they burned the field so bad at Old Comiskey Park that they were not able to play the second game of that doubleheader, and as a result, the White Sox had to forfeit that second game.
James, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Brian. Brian's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, how you doing, Neil?
All right, how are you, Brian?
Hey, great talking to you. Great everything.
Well,
what I was going to tell you was that they've got a promotional thing going on now with our little team.
Nashville Sounds, right?
Nashville Sounds, yes, sir. And what they're doing is that they've got biblical bobbleheads.
They had Moses night the other day.
Yeah, they sure did, as a matter of fact.
Any ideas, Ken, having a religious figure bobbleheads there in Nashua?
Well, I tell you what.
No, I really don't know.
I was asking Ken Kale, but go ahead, Ken.
Maybe not quite a religious figure, but certainly a revered figure. July 17th, Neil, is the Old Man of the Mountain bobblehead giveaway night.
The Old Man of the Mountain. The Old Man of the Mountain in New Hampshire. He's no longer there, Ken.
No longer there is right, but the Pride have the bobbleheads.
Isn't that something?
That's where he collapsed and went to, perhaps.
But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I mean it's a good thing.
And after Moses, do you know who the next honoree, if that's the proper word for being bobbleheaded?
Right. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Brian.
Okay, Neil.
Bye bye.
Take care.
And Ken Kale, as always, we appreciate your time.
Neil, thank you. A pleasure to chat with you.
Ken Kale, the public address voice of the Nashua Pride minor league baseball team. They're in the Atlantic League. He joined us by phone from his home in Manchester, New Hampshire. In Nashua tonight, it's Richard Nixon Bobblehead Day. Ira is here tomorrow. Actually, he's going to be in Seattle tomorrow, broadcasting from the Science Fiction Hall of Fame. Be sure not to miss that. We'll see you Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.